I was thinking, one of the things that I remember from growing up in a Christian Science Sunday school, actually in this church, was learning about the three G's. And the three G's were that God guards, guides, and governs. And as a young child, that meant so much to me. I can remember thinking about it at night and realizing that this is what God does for me. He guides me, he guards me, and he governs me. And it was a great sort of an entryway into my understanding of what God is. And later, as an adult, I realized that I desperately needed to have a deeper understanding of God, as was read tonight from Prose Works, "Oh, may the love that is talked be felt and so lived." So I could perhaps talk about the love of God, but not really feel it the way I should. And so I kind of went on a quest to learn to know God better, to get this deeper understanding of him. And one thing that certainly helped me was to keep a book, a gratitude book, in which I wrote down every night all the wonderful things that God had done for me during that day. And the more I looked for the things that God was doing throughout my day, the more I found them. And then I would write them, and then I would remember them, and then I would be grateful for them. And then I began more and more to feel the presence and power of God in my life. And this led to tremendous growth and a deeper love and reverence for him. I am so grateful for this. It's an ongoing process because God is infinite, and we always are learning more and more of his love for his creation, for each and every one of us. I've also was so helped, still sing it often, and that's hymn number 137. "I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee." It's very important as we go about our day to remember we need God every hour, and to be thinking about him and realizing his presence and power. So grateful for this meeting tonight, for Mrs. Eddy for giving us this wonderful way of life.